At its peak, the Hazardville section of Enfield produced thousands of pounds of gunpowder each day. But about 100 years ago, the town's industry literally blew up. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports from the banks of the Scantic River, where today that history lives in a labyrinth of old canals and rusted floodgates.
I'm at a place called Powder Hollow. It's named for Colonel Augustus G. Hazard's gunpowder plant. So if you've ever wondered where the area's name Hazardville came from, well, the colonel is your answer. In the mid-19th century, he operated hundreds of acres in town as gunpowder production plants, powered by the Scantic River. It was a time when the gunpowder industry was, well, booming, catalyzed by war and westward expansion until it
blew up, basically.
Mike Dynia is with the Scantic River Watershed Association. His colleague Carl Sampson chimes in.
Some key buildings blew up, and there was enough loss of life, they just said, we're all done.
Lots of accidents led up to the one that ended production in 1913. A Hartford Current article from the time estimated conservatively about 80 explosions at the plant and 60 deaths. Today, relics from the powder mills can be seen all over. A short hike along the Scantic reveals one, an upturned stone flanked by whitewater rapids. Sampson says that stone probably controlled water flow at the old mill.
Well, we call it the Chimney Rapids, and it's just a name that's come up locally because it kind of looks like a chimney.
When the mills closed in the early 20th century, Dynia says years of dam removal gradually opened the river up. He says that's good for fish and for canoers like him.
It's great for the paddlers. You don't have to get out of your boat. More white water for everybody.
And that might be what the Scantic is most famous for now. It's rapids, which for nearly 30 years have challenged paddlers during the town's annual 5-mile race, the Scantic Spring Splash. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.